Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Stiney and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy.
Green by Green, the switch to Wrigley. Three, cuts.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, let's get it started.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's the Hammer, Stoney. Let's get it started.
The guys in the morning got it started. The Warriors got it started last night.
Yeah, my attention span officially 4 seconds.
Okay.
Evan says I'm coming in with a highlight. Four seconds later,
we're all good, baby.
I blow it. Wow, that was fun last night.
A lot of fun last night. We need a cigarette.
Warriors, they're not in a shambles. They're not. 120-117. Curry, amazing. Oh. Klay comes back.
Oh, my gosh.
The one thing I was thinking after it was all said and done, it worked. Last night ended up working.
Mm.
I think there was a lot of talk about how it could be awkward and maybe Klay's not wanting this, but it all worked out. Klay clearly appreciated the effort that the fans made. And the Warriors went out and then won a great thriller of a game.
Oh, my God.
And Steph Curry scores the last 12 points. And we got ourselves a 9-2 basketball team,
too. Yeah, no doubt about it. And yesterday was epic. We were out there. The station did a great job. The fans, everybody involved. And, you know, Willer sent me a text after we did the crossover when there was breaking news that Klay kind of put to rest. Hey, drop the mic. So that lets you know Klay was locked in. But I was wrong because I wanted to see that. But Stoney, forget that. And I know this is the fifth time you heard it this morning. Everything I wanted to be said on the microphone was said with the guys on the court. That was epic last night. And for the people, I know there should be a lot. I wanted to see Klay do well, 6 threes, and I wanted to see a Warrior win. But the way that the Warriors won, Stoney, Buffalo Springfield, something's happening here. Kuminga coming off the bench, mastering his role. Draymond Green being a DPOY candidate, it's early. But damn it, I told you guys, I'm being selfish. I saw something at that preseason Sacramento King game with his mannerisms. And then the chef to bring it home has me thinking, which way do you go? Which way do you go with your ownership? Kirk Lake up yesterday when I asked him about the start, Stoney, and he hit pause because he was saying, "Goo, we don't know. You got to slow down." But yesterday for Curry to look into that camera, I don't know if he's ever been more demonstrative. I don't want to get fired. PG&E got to get paid. But this is mine, and you know what the rest is.
What did he say?
This is my
house
number two.
Oh.
This is mine. Yeah. Stoney, what a game. Yeah. What a game.
I'm a little worried about Steph's premature night-night. I mean,
was that a foul?
It's a three. To go up four, there's still a two-possession game.
Dude. And he might have made a foul, frisky. Stoney, in some world. Dude, there was a little contact, but when you have a leader and a closer playing at this level early, Stoney, I don't know. I'm just going to enjoy what the Warriors are through 11 games. And what they are is deep, multifaceted. They play, they whatever. They come at you in droves. But yesterday in this season, early special, man.
888-957-9570. That's the number. You know it. And the Golden State Warriors, they win 120-117.
Damn.
Curry, absolutely fantastic down the stretch. And the captain hats kind of worked.
Yeah.
Kind of worked. I thought it was a nice touch for Klay to come into the arena with all the employees. And, you know, Evan and I were talking about this before the show, and I don't know if I can quite put my finger on it, but I felt like before the game started and just hearing Clay talking about what was going to happen last night and how he was thinking about it, I feel like Clay, there's a little bit of bad blood between Clay and the organization.
No doubt about it.
Whether it's Lacob or Dunleavy or the front office.
There's some resentment.
And I feel like when he's asked about, oh, what about going back to the Golden State? He's like, yeah, it's just another game. I think he's thinking about the front office when he says that. Yeah, just another game. But when, and I think, like, the feeling I kind of got was that the organization, in a way, was kind of pushing the fans to welcome back Clay because they had to do it that way because they didn't want Clay back. And maybe he felt a certain way about, you know, I know the organization is going to put on a show for me, but I also know they didn't want me.
Wow.
So I think it's BS. But I think when he came in and he saw all the employees,
400 employees dining,
and he was able to kind of discern the difference between the fans appreciating
nice.
Him and what happened between him and ownership, then I think he was totally excited and happy and appreciative of what happened last night, how the fans treated him, how the organization treated him. And it like I said, I just texted Evan at one point and I just said, you know, it all worked last night. Like, it worked. Clay coming back, a little bit awkward, but it all locked in and the Warriors ended up winning a game and Clay scored whatever he scored and now
epic.
We can move on.
No doubt, but we can move on in Euphoriaville because, Donnie, for the people out there, the men and women, they got brothers and big brothers and little brothers and whatnot. That's what that game felt like and took on to me. And it was special. There'll never be another. There's nothing like the first time in life, right? The first time. And there'll never be another Clay Day Part 1. That was climactic. It was everything. Martin Scorsese couldn't come up with a better script than what we saw. And just what you touched on real quick here, Stoney, I don't know if you saw this. Clay went into the locker room after the game and gave love to his teammates. So that lets you know right there, you're
former
right.
Former teammates.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
No, I didn't see it.
But that speaks to, he did have to differentiate the organization and the fans and his former teammates, but that was great. And to see Stoney, they were down 7. They were down 7. I was like, oh man, you know. And I know a lot of people laugh and scoff when I say the cup was involved. It is. This Warrior team, man. Draymond Green's energy, Jonathan Kuminga, everybody, Melton, but Curry, Stoney, he still might be the best closer in the game. That was Olympic like. So do you add to that? Do you ride it out? And what? I'm all over. I'm saying, yeah, slow me down.
That's impossible.
Kirk Lacob told us about Klay Thompson before he left us yesterday at Chase's. Guru, I just want him to be happy. And I do wonder if Klay was happy, but it looked like he was, Donnie. I thought he hit the dagger and hit a shimmy. It was Draymond barking and kid. Dude, it was great. Give me a cigarette, Lucas.
As far as the game went, you know, it's so funny. Like, if Gafford
was that a
Draymond Green gets called for a blocking foul
with
2:45 left,
that was
then all of a
one.
Sudden Dallas goes up 6 with a chance to go up 7. It's night night.
Yeah,
the Scott other Foster way. Blows the call, and Steph comes down and hits a 3, and now we got a 1-point game with 2.5. Anything can happen. I thought that was a big play, and Jason Kidd did not have a challenge. Why? Because he listened to Luka earlier in the game.
Yeah, and he did it Sunday night, too, when Dallas played Denver. Evan was letting me know he was watching, and instead of listening to the guy that's got the iPad, he just listened to Luka and the little Draymond twirl. And it bit him in the butt. But, Stoney, what a game.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, I mean, there is a lot to get into. What did you think of last night? If you were there or if you watched it on TV,
Woo.
Do you feel like I do, which is it worked? Like, they pulled it off. They turned what could have been kind of an awkward situation into something that I thought was really, really cool. Clay seemed to acknowledge how cool it was. Clay's teammates with Dallas, Kyrie Irving, talked about it. Even Jason Kidd said he thought they did a great job here in Golden State honoring Clay Thompson. That was a big part of the game, obviously. But there's another several issues, and one is this team's 9-2 right now. They're still using 11 guys. It was a TNT game, so we got our full share of Shaq and Charles and Kenny. They had a lot to say.
Kenny said they all agreed in unison, Stoney, that they've never seen a player come back and get more love than what Clay got last night.
Yeah, I heard that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.